Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Investigating Donald Trump.
We will hold accountable anyone who is criminally responsible.
Fed likely to hike interest rates.
0.75 percentage point.
Action in a Russian court.
Griner is expected to testify today.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Former President Trump's actions leading up to the Capitol attack are now under criminal investigation by the Department of Justice. It comes as congressional investigators have been told about alleged efforts to undermine the 2020 election results. Here's CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
CBS News has confirmed that DOJ prosecutors working on the January 6th investigation questioned witnesses before a grand jury, including two top advisors to then Vice President Mike Pence.
I did receive a subpoena for the federal grand jury, and I complied with that subpoena.
Part of the investigation is focusing on potential fraud after the 2020 election and the alleged efforts by Trump allies to use fake electors supporting Mr. Trump. The other focus is on the alleged conspiracy to stop a government proceeding as prosecutors look into the pressure campaign on then-Vice President Mike Pence. In an interview with NBC News, Attorney General Merrick Garland said that no one is above the law.
We intend to hold everyone, anyone, who was criminally responsible for the events surrounding January 6th, for any attempt to interfere with the lawful transfer of power from one administration to another, accountable.
And the New York Times has obtained emails that the paper says detail an effort by Trump allies to coordinate fake electors in several battleground states. Look for the Fed to take action today. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
For the fourth time since March, the Federal Reserve is expected to hike interest rates. The potential 0.75 point increase would push the Fed's benchmark rate to its highest point in 4 years. Mark Zandi is the chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
It's going to cost more to get a mortgage. It's going to cost more to get an auto loan. If you owe money on your credit card, you're going to have to start paying more on that. It's necessary.
Necessary, the Fed says, to counter skyrocketing inflation, but comes as the economy flirts with recession.
With home prices and rents rising, the Biden administration has just expanded the ways cities and states can use COVID-19 rescue money to build more affordable housing. Well, they're trying to dry out and clean up in the St. Louis area after epic flooding. It's been blamed for at least one death and damage to homes and businesses. Many drivers were stranded as the rain fell and the water rose.
So I'm thinking like, oh, you know, no big deal. No, it is. Because my car stops. I see in front of me there's other cars stopped. My car wouldn't move. I was submerged. I didn't know what to do. I've never been in this situation in my life.
The big wildfire near California's Yosemite National Park is now 26% contained. Around 50 homes and other buildings have been destroyed. At least 4 people were killed, dozens hurt, after an earthquake in the northern Philippines damaged buildings and touched off mudslides. It was a magnitude 7. American Brittany Griner is back in a Russian courtroom today. CBS's Roxana Saberi has the latest.
Griner is expected to testify today and possibly be cross-examined on why she brought vape cartridges containing cannabis oil to Russia. Yesterday, her defense team argued she had been prescribed medical marijuana to treat pain from injuries. Griner held up photos of loved ones. When asked if she had any complaints, she said no, just waiting patiently.
As lawmakers in Indiana consider an abortion ban, CBS's Nora O'Donnell spoke with Dr. Caitlin Bernard, who, according to state records, provided a non-surgical abortion to a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio. Because of privacy laws, Dr. Bernard can't confirm that. But she says the effects of abortion bans go beyond the procedures themselves.
This will affect our ability to take care of miscarriages. This will affect our ability to take care of complications in early pregnancy that could kill someone. This will affect our ability to provide infertility treatment, contraception.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The drug maker Teva says it will contribute more than $4 billion to settle lawsuits that claim the company contributed to the opioid epidemic. That settlement will be paid out over 13 years, and it includes providing a drug that reverses overdoses at no charge. Sandy Hook families say they're seeking $150 million from conspiracy theorist Alex Jones at his civil trial in Austin, Texas. Prosecutor Mark Bankston says Jones told his audience over and over that the mass shooting at the school in 2012 was a hoax.
Mr. Jones was churning this idea that Sandy Hook was fake by just 1 month after the shooting.
Attorneys for Jones say he's already been canceled and has lost millions, and damages should be limited to $1. The Charlotte Observer reports passengers on an American Airlines flight to New York spent 6 hours on the plane on a runway in Charlotte waiting for repairs. Passengers said there was no AC or food service during the Sunday ordeal. A switch to another plane only added to the delays. Well, it's a milestone birthday today for a TV legend. Norman Lear is 100.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
He has brought laughter to millions.
Songs that made the hit parade.
All in the Family, Sanford and Son, Maude, Good Times. He is the man behind them all.
I'm Norman Lear. I've been making television for many years.
His most legendary show was his first, All in the Family, depicting what some called a lovable bigot, Archie Bunker.
God made women to stay at home.
Because it's in the Bible,
isn't it? Last year on CBS's Sunday Morning, Lear talked about mortality and what he called going and leaving.
Going, who knows what's out there? That it can't be all bad. But leaving, I can't think of anything good about leaving.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Well, they drew the Mega Millions lottery numbers last night for the fourth largest jackpot in lottery history, $810 million.
Our first winning number tonight is 29. That's followed by 63.
But there was no winner. It's been like that now for more than 3 months. Friday's jackpot, just over $1 billion.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Correspondent Monica Ricks has details on an out-of-this-world auction.
Buzz Aldrin is the only surviving member of the historic 1969 Apollo 11 mission, where he became the second man to walk on the moon. And the spaceflight jacket he wore on that mission just sold at auction for $2.8 million. Sotheby's Cassandra Hatton.
I can say with no hesitation that it is the best space exploration sale to have ever happened, and there will not be another that will be better than this.
The jacket is the only spaceflight garment ever worn on that mission that's ever been available for private ownership. Neil Armstrong and Michael Collins jackets are at the Smithsonian. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Off Israel's northern coast, experts have found a rare 1,800-year-old bronze zodiac coin during an underwater survey. It was minted in Egypt and is part of a series that depicted zodiac symbols. An archaeologist calls it remarkably well-preserved. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.